Welcome to the Numerologist Podcast, where we bring you a very special guest every single week to help guide you on your spiritual journey, live with abundance, and inspire your soul.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Numerologist Podcast. My name's Rose. I am your host for the podcast today. I am the content manager here at numerologist.com. Now, today's guest is Michelle Patterson. Michelle is a spiritual practitioner who owns and runs angelsouls444.com, and she also has a highly successful YouTube channel where she gives viewers a mix of angelic guidance and real talk. Michelle was known as the spooky child when she was growing up. She knew and saw things the big adults couldn't. But in spite of her early exposure to the spiritual world, she didn't automatically choose an angelic career path. Michelle studied a Bachelor of Theatre and then went on to pursue an MFA in creative writing. When Michelle was writing, she thought it was all fiction, but as the years passed and she returned to her old manuscripts, she realised she was present in her stories. In this sense, writing became more than just storytelling for Michelle. Writing was a way to heal, gain clarity and understanding. From there, Michelle began channeling angels and receiving guidance for herself before she moved on to helping others connect with their angels to help them with every facet of their lives. Now, I'm so excited to welcome Michelle Patterson. Hi, Michelle. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, Rose.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good.
For people who don't know you, you have an awesome YouTube channel, and I absolutely love your videos. But for those who haven't maybe seen your YouTube videos yet, can you just explain a bit about who you are and what you do?
Sure. So technically, I'm known as an angelic medium, but I also kind of take a broader approach. So I'm a spiritual practitioner, and my YouTube channel is Angel Souls. And we basically do weekly readings right now, and I also have daily readings as well. But there's a deeper purpose behind it, and that is to get people to awaken. And that's really, you'll see some of that content on there as well. Sometimes some funny vlogs, because if anything, I'm known for being very real. As a matter of fact, that was kind of a challenge when I first started this business, but because everybody has their expectations about what an angel medium and a spiritual practitioner should be.
Absolutely. And I've got to say, I love your reload videos. So people should definitely check those out.
The reload series. Yeah, I did that a while ago. Yeah. And they were not very popular when they first came out. Again, it was kind of going against the grain, I guess, a little bit. So that wasn't intentional, but I felt like some real talk was needed. Mm-hmm. And that's what we do on my channel.
Absolutely. Well, we're always taught to be ourselves, aren't we? So.
Yes, exactly. And authenticity is so important, especially now and where we're headed. So if everyone can embrace that for themselves.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I'm really interested about how you sort of got into your journey, because, you know, you went down a path of creative writing initially, didn't you?
I did. Yeah. I was first a musician when I was a kid, and then I went into acting and then writing.
Yep. Wow. And when, actually, talking about when you were a kid, you mentioned that you were known as the spooky child. How was that? Can you tell me a bit more about that?
I would have prophetic dreams, which I learned pretty early on to not talk about those, because if I just kind of knew something was happening, I would kind of say it, or, you know, just when I say kind of, I mean, I wouldn't come right out and say, I feel like this is going to happen. I would kind of ease it in. And I could see everybody tense up and then not anymore. So, you know, it was a long time ago, very different times. I think now if a child were to have those kinds of abilities, people would embrace that. But back then it was considered spooky, unusual. I remember I woke up in the middle of the night one time and I was sleepwalking, went to my mother, and I started talking about sacred geometry. And she just looked at me with like one eye open and was like, are you okay? Go back to sleep. And I woke up the next day, and I still remember that, but I couldn't sit here and tell you what codes I was asking my mother for. I needed some numbers to complete the codes, and it was imperative for the universe kind of thing. So yeah, you know, needless to say, I was the weird, like, spooky little kid.
Yeah. I always find that funny, because a lot of people I speak to do say, you know, they had this gift and they had some kind of knowing almost as a child. But like you say, back then it was a different time. It wasn't really
accepted, understood, and it just makes me wonder what the world would look like today if the children who were those spooky children were nurtured in the way that, you know, they possibly are now. And it makes me kind of excited for the future of how, you know, the adults who are nurtured now as spiritual children will turn out.
Yes, absolutely. Well, there's still a chance for every person who's my age, mm-hmm. right, or an adult. We still have that inner child, and maybe the inner child just got a little delayed, but we're getting a chance to give that inner child a voice now and to nurture that child ourselves. Mm-hmm. So it's not like any time was lost, not necessarily.
So. That's nice to hear. And what would you say for the people who do feel like they were that spooky child but haven't, you know, embraced their spiritual side yet? How can they sort of bring it to the fore?
I would say it's your time. And those are important words for them to open up to. Mm-hmm. Because if we don't start with that realization, if they keep defining themselves as their environment would have defined them when they were kids, they'll stay trapped, closed off. And as we start getting through this current situation and we go into the future, there's going to be a wide open path for them to be able to come up to the surface. So I think there will be some challenges with that, though, because, you know, we have our programming, we have our conditioning. So I think a lot of us are working through that now, but pretty soon it's going to be wide open and you'll get to be as spooky as you want. You might even be seen as spooky anymore. You will be seen quite the gift that you are.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is the nice thing as well. I think you mentioned in one of your videos, you know, crystals are becoming more mainstream. All those types of things are becoming more mainstream. And it's so lovely to know that once, you know, something that was once maybe hidden and sort of something that you would hesitate before telling somebody what you did and that kind of thing, it's been more widely accepted. And, you know, I think it's allowing people to step into their power more than ever before, which is beautiful.
Yeah. If somebody had come into my home and, you know, I don't even know, 20, 30 years ago, let's say I was an adult back then and I had all the crystal collection that I have now, they would have probably turned me in and said, she's wacky. Well, actually, I do have a little story really quickly here. There was a woman in my hometown and her home was filled with crystals and pyramids. Mm-hmm. And she was known as the witch lady. And everyone was in her house was the witch house and nobody would go near her and all of that. So, you know, that's small town America for you, but, you know, some 30 years ago. But yeah, I mean, it is very nice to see that people are starting to open up to this because I think that gives us a good sign that they have some bit of a soul calling and a want to reconnect and to understand what else makes them human, which means the light body. What exactly is that tool behind manifesting? What is the energy behind that, right? So they're answering that. And people are starting slowly. They get like one little piece of crystal or, you know, they start a type of meditation or they're starting to reconnect with nature. That's another big sign that people are responding to a shift and a change and a soul calling. So I want to put it out there too. If it doesn't immediately, everyone thinks a soul calling has to be this big, profound thing with a label. Don't go down that road. It's going to be an immense, expansive experience that has no words that can be attached to it.
Yeah. Well, that's a really good message for people who are potentially sort of going down that path. Yeah. But let's talk more about sort of how you started, because you channel angels, right? You channel source and, you know, you do automatic writing, which I think is really a funny turn from, you know, you were doing the creative writing, but then you actually realized that the creation was coming from somewhere else. So can you tell me a bit about that?
So, you know, how I get the messages through, I kind of flow into different types. I was doing automatic writing for a while. I might return to that. But especially right before we started hitting the pandemic that's going on around the world, I started to feel a shift in how I was channeling. And it's funny that you bring that up because I was just having this conversation with my audience in a video. And I said, you know, it's beautiful if there are channelers out there when they get that energy in them. There's a kind of a visual cue around that, you know, where they kind of maybe have a twitch or, you know, they got their eyes closed and they're swaying and all that. I have found that there's a different way for me to take in the messages right now. And that is through a whole body experience. And that's sort of all the clairs combined, again, through this, I don't know what to call it. Again, it doesn't really have a label. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I'm fully experiencing the angels, and they're less segregated too. Mm. I want to offer that to people. And because I think, at least the messages as I've been getting them, I think that's where we're going to start heading. So it won't be, oh, I'm clairvoyant. No, honey, you're all of it. All of your light codes are awakening, and it will be for a lot of people, whether they believe it or not, like the angels are sitting there like your buddy, and they are you and you are them. And so there will not need to be so much of the, like I said, auto writing is great. I might go back to that, or I might go back into a more focused channel. But right now I'm just kind of experiencing the angels and letting them come through. And I know that might not be very satisfying to some people listening. They might go, what the heck does that even mean? I wish I had better words to explain, but it's not going to look the way that we are expecting, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds quite intense having, you know, intense. Yeah.
But we're capable of it now. Mm-hmm. We're in a space where we can all do that. It's going to be a matter of accepting it and allowing the old way to kind of crumble away. And I do think, if I may just interject this, I think as we go forward in our spiritual practices, some of the things that we do now as esoteric arts, we'll continue those, but in sort of an amped up kind of way, or we'll keep tradition for tradition's sake, mm-hmm. but we won't have to, if that makes any sense. So you don't have to use a divination tool if you don't want to, but you might because you love it. Mm-hmm. And your grandmother taught you to use a pendulum. And so you honor her by using the pendulum. But there's a deeper message here of sort of activating what I've been calling light codes in our cells. And once that opens, you don't have to try so hard mm-hmm. in our spiritual practice, or to connect to the other side, to God, source, creator, whatever anybody out there calls it, the angels, your spirit guides, all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm. I've got another question about, you know, people sort of understanding that they have already sort of, they've started going through the process of channeling and all that kind of stuff. Is it abundantly clear to people, or do they question themselves or hesitate to think, oh, maybe yes, maybe no?
So if I understand the question correctly here, and if I don't, we can. I think it's very split. Mm-hmm. We have people who are a little like, oh yes, I'm so terrific, and this is what I do. And I always caution everybody. I think that's part of my duty here, is to caution people about that type of person. It doesn't mean they're evil. They're probably very, they might have had a very abused past. They're trying to find meaning in their life. They want to be important, you know? And so you have that kind of manifestation of it. But then you got 75% of the population that's going, Michelle, how do I speak to the angels? And, you know, what can I, I've actually heard this one. You ready for this one? How do I make myself good enough to talk to the angels? And that, even as I just said that now, that, oh my gosh, it goes right through me.
Yeah, it's sad, isn't it?
Yes. And, you know, I know people think, maybe they're thinking in terms of frequency. Mm-hmm. Because the angels, as we understand them, typically they start showing up in the fifth dimension and going all the way up. And we know archangels to be sixth, seventh dimension, again, and above. But I bet there's no hard, fast rules around that. Mm-hmm. This is just as we understand it right now. So if you, and this is what probably a lot of people are going through right now, they might be experiencing depression, for example. Mm-hmm. I was just listening to Greg Braden last night, and he said everyone is sort of grieving the old way, because the old way is gone. Mm-hmm. And we know that. And so there's going to be this process of denial, anger, depression, you know, and so mm-hmm. on, you know. So when people are feeling in that low, that dip of depression, yeah, your frequency is lower. And yes, it might be harder for you to perceive your angels because they're in a different frequency, but you can still talk to them. Their ability to sense what you're going through, or to offer you what you need, that doesn't go away. It's just you thinking that you're not worthy enough, or that, you know, the world is hopeless, or, oh my gosh, I don't know what the future looks like. It's great, by the way. we can definitely get into that if you want. But I just to answer that question, you know, I see this big split. And what I'd love to see is for everybody to kind of come into center, where it's not this ego overcorrection. And it's also not this other thing of, I'm not worthy enough to talk to the angels. You have your team. It's kind of your duty as a human being, and we're going to all start realizing this here. You have to work with your team to work through your path. Everybody incarnated to do a very specific thing. And we love to think this is the third dimensional ego consciousness, that that thing, that life's path and purpose, has to have a label. We are much bigger than a label. Mm-hmm. So it's about the experience that you have as a human being. And if you open up and work with your team, that can help facilitate you doing whatever it is that your soul came here to do. Mm-hmm. So it's not like, you know, I'm not good enough or whatever. It's no, you have to, okay? If I can put it that way, you're supposed to be working with them. They love you. They want you to open up and realize your worth. Mm-hmm. Did that answer your question?
Absolutely.
Okay.
But you did say something interesting in there. You said the future looks good. And I was actually watching one of your videos from October. And you were talking about the energy of, you know, 2020 and beyond. And I actually wrote down a line that you said. You said, there may be an uprise in depression and anxiety as people try to hold on to the old way, which I thought was really interesting because obviously, you know, coming into sort of the situation we are in now, and I don't specifically want to talk about the ins and outs of the pandemic, but it is sort of a time of fear and uncertainty and that kind of thing. So I suppose the next path I want to go down is talking about how people can sort of weather the storm and what the sort of the next steps are. What are we going into and how can we hold sort of some positivity towards that?
Well, I'm so glad that you asked that. And as we always say, there's no mistake that I happen to, during this time, be the one sitting with you and talking about this because I have been getting, you know, I started getting clarity on, okay, this is the path I'm supposed to go down. Got it. So what I've been receiving and what I want to offer to everybody is, and addressing that line that you wrote down, think of this as like, you know, God forbid, but there's a burning building and you're about to be saved. The firefighters are there, but they're saying, you just need to let go and jump. You're going to be caught. You know, there's this little bouncy thing down here. You'll be fine. But you're so terrified. Why? We're terrified of falling. We've been told that letting go is a bad thing. You let go, you're out of control. And if you're out of control, if you don't have structure, then who are you? Right? That's part of that conditioning. And I think that that's kind of the time that we're in right now. We're being asked to, first of all, see and recognize and know that if you let go, you're going to be safe. Okay? And then to try to do everything possible to try to let go of that old way. Because and this is something that I hear, you know, people talk about all the time. I can't wait until things go back to normal. That's gone. There's no normal. Now, I know people are going to hear that and be like, what? No, hang with me here because this is good. Right? We, you know, just as an aside and kind of a joke, I wish they had clean public transportation when I lived in New York City. Because that's gross. Actually, now I'm like looking back, how did I ever survive New York? Like, maybe they'll keep their cleaning practices. Or, you know, what this has really done, if people are starting to get scared and think, oh my God, we're never going to go back to that old way, there's a whole new way opening. So, you know, we know, and, you know, this is a very spiritual audience, you know, watching this, listening to this, they know that everything is here to teach us something. And already, just in the beginning of this, we're taught, hey, world, everyone stop. Everyone. And now we're being taught what it is to stop your normal routine. What does that do? Well, that makes you look at yourself. That makes you not have any distractions. Did you see everybody like react when all their sports got closed down? Mm-hmm. That's the number one distraction, you know? Not that it's bad, sports fans out there. That's wonderful. It's a way of connecting, but you're asked to look at a different way. So really we're in a reset period. So I probably should have started with that. We're in a reset period. We're being asked to slow down, just stop, you know, stay indoors, all that good stuff. And then we're seeing things societally. We need to be better to our elders. We need to be more respectful. We're looking at our money system. This is something I've been telling people for years. I'm like, I don't know what it is exactly because I'm not over here trying to be psychic Michelle, mm-hmm. but I felt that there was going to be a major transformation of our financial system, And just, this is teaching us to reevaluate our priorities. I know that's a given. Again, I know people are, you know, very bright out there and they already know that. But this is really going to do a lot of soul awakening, because it's stopping us, it's stopping a speeding train, which is essentially what we were doing before, right? So everyone was being pretty cruel to one another. This is the other thing too. I'm sorry, this is just popping up now. The ego. The ego, our egos, I was saying speeding train, and they're coming here and saying that the human ego has gotten so controlled and so gunked up with fear. Now, maybe it's a whole other story, and maybe check with other people who are, you know, better trained to talk about this. But wherever that came from, wherever that sort of negative energy came from, it has now kind of gunked up the gears of our ego consciousness. So what we have seen is this increase in being self-centered, me first. We saw this explode when there was panic buying and people being really afraid. And at that point, nothing had even really happened yet. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were just talking about it. And it was me, 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 I got to get mine. Now, what I think is going to happen here is we're being asked to, first of all, anybody who's still very much in that conditioning, they're still in that self-centered mode, that's all coming up to the surface now. And right behind that group, we have the enablers. And I'm sorry, guys, that might be a few of us empaths out there who think our whole sense of self-worth is saving everybody. So we're always, you know, we know these people. They're always like, well, you know, I know that person is, you know, constantly grabbing everyone's attention, but they just need it. You know, that's being an enabler, right? So they're going to be kind of called up to the surface as well. And it's going to be uncomfortable, but just for a minute. Okay. It's just going to be for a minute. And then we're breaking those chains and we'll be able to sort of rehabilitate from that. So I want to give an example really quickly. It's kind of a funny one. I just saw it on Facebook where somebody posted, go ahead, steal one of my photos from my profile. Okay. Cause your photos are so valuable. We want to steal them. And then, and then repost it here and tell me what you love about my photo. Now, some people will look at that and go, oh, that's cute. And a lot of people did. They went and they grabbed a photo and they put it up. But this is what we're talking about here, guys. This is that kind of thing that we've become numb to. And even though the person who did it is probably, you know, she's probably a good person. I don't know. Like, just fine. But the whole point here is that where is her mind right now? It's, you know, that's her form of distraction, is remind me how lovable I am. Mm. Remind me that I'm okay. Do you see me? And that's the picture one. There's another one out there about tell me your favorite memory of me. This is actually coming, I think, from deep wounding. I think that's something we're recovering from now. But I want everyone, I want to put those examples out there again, because we become so numb to that. We think it's funny. It's a fun little game, but it's not funny. It's actually really sad. And it might be better, instead of stealing a photo, right? Rather say, hey, babe, I see you, you know, and you're okay. And, or whatever, whatever might be the right dynamic. So these are just a few little things that, you know, we see out there that everyone just thinks is okay. And we're not seeing what's being put right in our face. Now, here's the deal. If we start to crack open and understand that, and we start offering love to people when we see it. Now, we want to be careful with that. Again, we're talking to probably a bunch of empaths out there. Mm-hmm. You need to have boundaries. You need to make sure that you are reserving that energy for you. If the people who have been hurt, and that's where a lot of that egocentric stuff comes from, if they ignore what's starting to come up for them right now, if they don't get proper help for themselves, whatever that looks like, we will have a resurgence of a pandemic probably this fall. So I want to put that out to everybody. So the potential here for a very, very bright future is there. We can start having that introspection. You ain't going nowhere. You're fine. You can sit here and journal all day, right? No, some of us still have work to do, right? You know, use this time for a lot of self-reflection and self-care. Take care of you. And if something comes up, I think this is really important to say, if something comes up and you are isolated, for example, but a past trauma is coming up, There are online therapy resources. There are hotlines anywhere you are in the world. Whoever is meant to come on in and help you with that, they're there. And of course, we have spiritual people out there who would love to help you, but they're not psychologists, okay? So again, if you're dealing with a deep psychological trauma, you're going to have to treat the mental body with a professional who can help you with that. But I think that's really important because people are trapped at home right now, and they don't have anything to, you know, they don't have their normal routine to keep distracting. So I hope that makes sense. Like, we have this great opportunity here, but it could be painful in the process of getting into a new way, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I think my, if I have a concern, it would be that people aren't taking the opportunity and we're going to have to cycle around again. Mm-hmm. Because as it stands, we're just where the energy is right now. We all have free will. We can change this. What I feel right now is that there will be natural disasters. I'm speaking in U.S. terms here, in the summer, our summer. And then September would be the time that if we didn't kind of get on board with this, we would see another, maybe a different virus. I feel like there might be like a more like avian flu, like an H1N1 type thing that comes up. But who am I? Okay. It could just be any kind of virus that puts us into this position again. Mm-hmm. The other side of that, though, is if we're going, yeah, you know what? This is kind of not fun to look at my past pain. Or, you know what? I didn't realize how cool my kids are. Because right? Some people are with their kids and they're having that real chance to bond with them. And for some of you parents out there, this might be the first time you've been able to bond with your child since they've been an infant and needing your every moment, right? Because they get all independent and stuff. So, you know, embrace this time. This is about us remembering who we are authentically at a soul level and reigniting the connection, you know, not only just with the people in your immediate environment, like your families, your friends, but with every human being on this planet. We're going to get there. I know that sounds lofty and kind of like a spiritual cop-out kind of statement, but that really is where we're heading. We're reclaiming this planet. We're ridding ourselves of whatever this negativity thing is, whatever this foggy cloud is that's gotten into our ego consciousness. And we're saying, nah, we're taking it back. We're going to reconnect and we'll take it from there kind of thing.
Something that I found really interesting, you said that, you know, you said if people are feeling sort of in not a good place, there are professionals out there, there are online resources. And I think that's a really important thing and a really important message to get across to people. We are isolated in a time where we've never been more connected. And I think that's so profound, I think, in a strange way. Because it's allowing us to step back, but also be connected in the same way. I just think that's just something that popped into my mind just then as well.
Yeah. Well, can any of us ever remember a time when the entire world was going through the same thing at the same time? Mm-hmm. I mean, you could talk to any, well, we're in, you know, different continents, right? And the same thing is happening for everybody. And, you know, especially in countries that are getting hit very, very hard and, you know, sections of their country are going into lockdown. I mean, you are not alone. Mm-hmm. We are all here with you. And even if, you know, wherever someone lives, even if they're not on lockdown, as you're saying, you know, that connection is there. And I love that you brought that up because we need to recognize that. So the connection, people are going to try to experience it through the mind. The mind is great. Okay. But we've gotten a little top heavy mm-hmm. and we need to bring that energy down into the heart space so that there's this free flow between the mind and the heart. And when you're in that heart space, you might not be able to define, okay, who am I connecting to right now somewhere in Italy? You may not see a face. Let's not even worry about that. You just know that there's someone in Italy or Australia or, you know, wherever in the world who feels me right now. Here's my chance. Let me send some love. Right? So even if someone's listening to this and they think that sounds weird, hang with it. Hang with it, because that's part of the beauty of where we're heading, is that we're having this realization of that connection that you brought up. It's really profound.
Absolutely. Now, We've talked about sort of the online resources and things like that that people can actually talk to, but what about talking to your angels? How can people at this time sort of connect to their angels, reach out for them and ask for guidance?
So the angels are already there. There's nothing you need to do. What? Everyone does that. They're like, wait, what? because we make it overly complicated. When I first started Angel Souls, you know, I came into a world that I was unfamiliar with professionally speaking. And one of the things that absolutely astounded me was that thing we were saying before, we're like, well, I don't know that I'm worthy to talk to my angels, but how segregated we made the archangels and y'all had to have a label. P.S. guys, that's just for us. Okay. They're connected. We segment them out so that we can handle that information. You know, I mean, there's a lot to that. So, you know, a lot of people, they try too hard to intellectualize the angels. I was saying at the top of this conversation that we can experience them through our whole being. So the number one thing I would say right now is don't try so hard. Put the intention out there, invite them in and say, I'm ready. I'm ready. Now, however you experience those angels, again, people have their ways. There are even signs from angels, which are very typical. You know, somebody might see a feather or, you know, oh gosh, there's so many different things. I don't even look for signs anymore because I just feel them. Or you might see a piercing light or, you know, something along those lines. But I would just say, let's not put pressure on having a certain mental experience around it. Again, the heart space is the gate, the gateway that you need right now. Open that heart, breathe into it, invite them in, and then let whatever's going to happen, happen. Now, this is important to put out there because a lot of times people will go into meditation, they'll invite an angel in. Depending on your wiring, you might see the angel, you might hear it, you know, all of that. But if you go into meditation and you don't experience anything, please, please, please do not do this thing where you go, nothing happened. Sure did. It sure did happen. Of course it did. You connected. And as you go on about your life, you're going to be washing dishes. And then all of a sudden you have an epiphany. All of a sudden you have your answer. Or, and this is important, I think, to say too, the angels aren't here to live for us. A lot of times I have people come to me for personal readings and they, you know, they want to like dip in with the angels to kind of get life instructions and then try to just implement them into their lives. It's not that simple. You're the driver. They're the ones just navigating every once in a while if you get lost. They're kind of your GPS, right? So you can connect with them very easily. Just give yourself a minute in silence, breathing into the heart space, inviting them in, and then letting go. Remember, that's an important lesson that we're all learning to do right now, is to let go and allow. And again, don't put any labels around the experience. Just go on about your life and watch what happens. This is where we find people flowing in serendipity. Or for some of you, here you go. If you are hanging on too much, and you're like, oh my gosh, my job won't take me back. Oh no, don't, Michelle, don't say it. Don't say it. Oh no, my company went under. If that should happen, bless you all, but do not get stressed, because that would be a way of something clearing, because you connected with your angels and you're asking what the next step is. It's about to be presented to you. And so if anything like that happens, it's clearing a pathway for something new. So that's another way that you can understand that your angels are working with you. Maybe if you see a huge obstacle, a huge change or something like that, it's a gift. It is a gift.
So just before we go, Michelle, is there anything that you'd like to offer to our listeners at this time?
What do we think that we can maybe offer people? What might they be asking? I know they were asking how to cope with this time. So I think we touched on that.
Yep.
Not expecting things to go back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be a new normal. And I think it's going to be very, very positive if we give it some room and space. We offered some resources or told people to look up resources around them if they are having a hard time right now, grieving what's happening right now. But I'll just offer this. If anybody out there is, just terrified, let me assure you, there's no reason to be terrified. Now, some people will be like, now, wait a minute. You know, I'm 80 years old. People aren't practicing social distancing. They don't seem to care. You know, that terrifies me. I understand. But in general, especially if you can keep yourself safe, okay, during this time by making your own free will choices, what we come into is what we have been talking about for many, many, many years. So as weird as it seems to say these are exciting times, maybe not exactly appropriate given that it's an illness that's going around, but there is a deeper ill that has been going on in our society for forever. And we're about to look at that infection and address it and release it and heal on a level that we didn't even know we had to heal on. And when that occurs, again, I'm not talking about a surface level virus here. That's bad enough, I know, but but this is this deeper ill of having to do, to going into so much self-preservation mode that we now don't, we've lost our connection with other people. We don't almost want to help. I know that's not everybody out there, but you know, everyone's thinking of themselves first. Let's just admit it. But we can start kind of coming out of that fear now. This is what we're doing. It's like a giant reset. As I said, it's a giant cleansing. And when you realize that the pain is gone and now we're coming into a new way of functioning as full, whole, and complete human beings, I think we'll look back on this time and go, wow, we didn't realize when we were going through it what a blessing that was and how much we needed that. I almost kind of think of like, someone being so out of alignment, right? And then they start cracking and crunching, like, oh, I didn't realize I needed that, right? So I think that's kind of the phase that we're going through right now. So I just want to assure everybody, I know these are tough times. I'm not saying that you're not going to have to do some work here or that everything's going to be super comfortable. We have something to get through, but we will in fact get through it and it will be very beneficial for us all.
And that's such a great message. All right, Michelle, I just want to thank you so much for this coming onto this podcast. It's been amazing. I've really enjoyed talking to you, and I know our listeners are going to just absolutely love this podcast. So thank you so much again. I will put the show in the show notes. I'll put links to your YouTube channel and your website so people can check you out if you like. But thank you once again.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Numerologist Podcast. If you loved it, make sure you subscribe and don't forget to check the show notes for an extra special free gift.